is started on the mandate of the committee, then went through and then included the decision at the end. But here we just zoomed on the mandate specifically in relation to this aspect. So I'm not sure whether that's how it should be captured, but if you could just, I'm not saying it's wrong, but if there should be a way of the committee section just to stand as that.
What are you community supposed to carry?
The community is that they should just check with the senior standardized the report in terms of the mandate, or the community should justify the so that they use the specific that they should have. But I don't say what she is wrong, but I'm saying is there should be some more standardization, because when I was looking at that committee, they start by paying the money of the committee, which then introduces money in relation to the big school.
I hope you that is really understood. Okay. Page 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing.
Before we move to page 2, I have the four and a half letters on page 1. I see that the data that has been researched with the review of the issue by the federal, the department lately for recent issues in its annual assessment of recent data around those areas. It is possible that the data will be referred to that.
Okay. Anybody? Okay.
What would be important for us to assess whether the data that is reflected here is different from the one that Mr. Matthias is referring to? And maybe on those days, then in fact, but if the data is the same, then we can leave it as it is. We can just simply say, according to the 20-year review issued by the President in 2014 and the annual performance plan or assessment of the department, the following, then continue on those lines.
Yeah, you will recall that when they were giving the annual report, they reflected that the life expectancy is moved up. So it's not exactly the same as in the, I think that's what Honorable Matthias is raising. It's not exactly what is in the 20-year review, especially as it relates to life expectancy. So if that can be captured, but then further expand to say in terms of the annual recommendation by the department, as they said, that for that, the NRCC is conducted the recent. And they came to the run and the life expectancy has moved from that 60, which was from the failure to the test review, failure review into 61. Without saying the next one, but further expanding to that.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think page 2 is well put together and it lays a nice context for the rest of the report. Just in terms of our military policy framework here, that I think needs to mention is the military 10-point plan, because that details ways in which he envisions achieving the NSA output. So I would just like a sentence in it saying something to the effect before we speak about the programs, that many of these outcomes will potentially be was envisioned to be achieved through the 10th Minister Sequence Plan. Perhaps just detail a little bit about that plan on page 2.
Any comments? And let us know if any of We are agreed with that. Page 3. Page 4. Or page 3.
I do think that is that was the reason. That
it is here. It's because it's one of the methods. So I'm not quite sure whether should we delete it for the purposes of this, and maybe reflect somewhere in the document what is it, or we delete it completely. So I will one will then be guided by the meeting, by honourable members, on how then to move forward on that. Okay, sir. Myself, there are too many ends in this
call. We did have a issue, an oversight issue, so we can't wish it off. The point is, how long does it take for us to compile a report and make it available?
No, sir, I'm going to suggest that we remove it. Because, as you correctly said, we can't use it, even if we had it, we would not use it to really reflect on the broader national perspective of the Department of Health. Because we just only visited one province. So let's remove it from this report.
We will get the report, maybe, because I did ask about it this morning. I was, the response was that it's being tested by the section is going to come to us as members and we investigate it. But for purpose of this, it was basically that it was only one province that we visited. Are we agreeing on a position on the matter on the agenda?
So maybe because I'm not going to speak on to the issue of the oversight report. I wanted to speak on something else regarding what Member Masala raised with regards to COOD. What are we saying? Because I think he raised something, and we didn't conclude on it. But what is it that you think? Because I also wish to the non-financial recommendation. I was trying to check whether the committee will raise the finding to the department and make recommendations. So I wanted to speak on that issue, not on with regards to the issue of our life. Because even myself, I'm not sure if we must put it on our report, because we have dealt with the report on oversight. That is that.
Honourable
Mashele. I wanted to propose that it is not possible to add the LFC in that list, since we did manage to have a meeting.
Our own, I think first we are agreeing that we will add the Honourable Mashele, so we must also add the FFC. But our members are agreeing that we will delete the oversight for now in this report.
I'm not sure if we must delete. We have done oversight. That the only thing that is short is the report. So I'm not sure how much we can say it.
Okay.
That's what it's saying. That it says report.
In order
to enable the committee to take an informed decision on the performance of the Department of Health for the financial year 2013, the committee consulted is the most important word there. The following report and all documents. So the oversight visit. We're not thoroughly consulted. So let's delete it and not waste time on this matter.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think on the issue of entities, comment Marshall agrees. I want to recommend to suggest that don't believe it's here, but I think it's really important that we engage the department more on the matter. Because it rightfully so, it's facing a conclusion. But we can't take it now because we have had presentations from them with this, whether entity or whatever. So for now, we'll leave it as it is, but I think it would be important that we request the department to take us through, make us understand, because we have different understanding of this. Remember that there's a portion that is in the Department of Labor, there's a portion that is in the Department of Health, of the same compensation issue. So we have to leave it for now until we have clarified all the gray areas about exactly what is happening here. If that suggestion is acceptable, can we then move to page 4? Because again, if you in page 5, if you see bullet 3 from the bottom, that we do say that they ensure that the compensation is submitted to the report for the comment. And until this is clarified, we will still we'll still reflect on it as either an entity or whatever in our report. So I thought it's important that one just make a comment on that.
It's just a clarity from the administration. Is it not proper? I'm just thinking about that because this is all what is in page 5. What was resolved by the previous court? These are recommendations that were done by the previous court. Was it not proper to say, in view of the recommendations, this is what the minister was asked to do, what progress is in it? So we don't keep on hovering, repeating on the same thing that we repeated without checking, balancing. What has happened to these things? Is there any progress that was done so that when we decide to say some of the things must be carried over, we are informed by progress that has been made in relation to all these recommendations that the previous committee did, without repeating what that committee said, without making analysis ourselves. I thought we'll say this is what this committee recommended, and this is how far this matter has been dealt with, and these are the gaps that are still outstanding, so that we then decide, no. There's still these challenges in what the previous committee has recommended, which needs then to be taken back. But just to leave them, and then what? I'm sure.
Honorable
Minister. Okay, I agree with Honorable Minister. If you look in page 6, they only reflected the 3 out of the many bullets. Evaluation of response by the Department and Minister of Finance. Only 3 of those particular issues as reflected. So I think it would be proper that the Minister get an indication of all the bullets with regard to the responses of the Department and the progress. Because the trouble is that out of the many things that were raised by the previous committee, the Department could only attend 3 of them.
That's it?
attendance. He changed the committee review to the 2014 budget of the Department of Finance and Financial Plan. And then he changed the following recommendation we made. He made all the 18 full in budget. The committee advised the sentence. So for me, I tried to make sense to it. I found it different. If you can just clarify for me the relationship.
The budget for 2014-2015 was tabled. It is annual performance by the department plan. Now the following recommendations were made.
So we need to lower it so that it is really make sense and speak to our proper recommendation that we need.
May I make a recommendation and very phrasing it? To simply say that in ensuring that the National Department of Health should work with Treasury to find an appropriate vehicle for the distribution of revenue between the province and national.
Just the two hands that are up, we have to, it's my understanding that, in fact, if you remember very well, the teacher said there are other institutions that are that have got a system of collecting the revenue and then be able to retain that is retained by them. In fact, there are two provinces, maybe an example about Western Cape, I don't know which other province. So it's not that that system is not there. It's only that others are failing to do that. So I just want two hands to put that so that we don't talk as if it's something that is not taking place as we speak, but it's something that is not taking place in a manner and due to whatever changes that are in those provinces, in a manner that it is very supposed to do. It's only that I have forgotten the name of it, because she did name those institutions. If I'm not mistaken, let me maybe the comments. I'm sorry, honorable members of the honorable Mashallah, honorable.
You are right, sir. The DG said there are institutions that are collecting and there's a portion that is an agreement in place for them to remain. So they want to continue to expand, but for them to do that, they still have to apply to. That the particular hospital A should be allowed to, they must put a system to maximize collection. As an incentive, therefore, for them collecting, there should be a certain portion that trader and the department are doing that it should remain in that institution so that it becomes an incentive and it encourages them to continue to raise more.
So are we not going to help them to try to make this recommendation binding on all the institutions which are collecting, then as to how much we think is difficult for them to take? Because if they are going to be on an ad hoc basis like that and keep on saying this one is allowed to take so much, the next year this one, then it's a critical type of policy formulation and it's not going to be useful.
Can we agree on the basis that when you go into the observations and recommendations, they of the report will see how to factor that in?
The difficulty with putting it uniform is that the capacity to collect is not the same. So you need to build that capacity gradually to each and every institution. And as you do that, you then incentivize them. So the department says it's not possible to say all of them must have a uniform level. The level of capacity, the level of collection is not the same. And therefore they must work on a facility, perhaps facility, build capacity and enable to collect. Then if then they build that capacity, which has got a capacity to maximum collect, then get satisfied and move to the next, so that at the end of the day, then once you've completed all of them, you then have reached a uniformity. But to just unilaterally say, all of them, they must be satisfied while some of them are collecting far below than what's required because of the capacity that is being given to the national department.
I'm not going to allow us to start. We are slightly bordering into now discussing recommendations. I would suggest that let's park this if we really feel that it's a recommendation and how then we structure that recommendation is the only commission is reason we have to do that. So we I don't want to cut it short, but it's more of a recommendation now, but I think what we need to look into when we go into recommendations is how to structure that recommendations to take into account the areas that you referenced. Honorable Mosala?
I think it's fine. The issue was to say, what I wanted to raise is that, yes, I hear what you're saying, but what are we saying with this particular paragraph? Because the most important thing is for us to rework this paragraph to capture all the inputs that have been made so that it speaks to whatever recommendation that we have made at a particular, the intention of the recommendation when we made it at a particular condition. But as you said, it's quite confusing.
I would have thought that you sponsor a rework, a rework sentence to that. We are to. Okay.
I would suggest we present as follows. The National Department of Health should work with Treasury to ensure that all provinces, develop the capacity to retain a due portion of the medical aid patient revenue.
I agree with the reformation, and then we've got to agree. The secretary will take the process of it.
Just taking them raw as they are.
As I'm saying, it might be a heading that's a problem, I don't know. But that's, this is what it's our recommendation from the AEPP and the strategic plan when we're dealing with the budget for 2024.
And when you look at page 15, 16, up until maybe 17, before you make recommendations, you then come to committees, observations, and responses. And that's adding to what Matala is saying. Then your observations of the committee and the responses then run from page 15, 16, up until 17, before number 8, which deals with recommendations.
What then are you suggesting? Are you in clarifying here for the government?
Yes. What I say is that I don't think there's any contradiction. The only issue might be that the manner you do is a heading like now Matala is saying it is actually captured. But anyway, this is what we have done during the budget review process when the department was doing the presentation.
Okay, but I just wanted to add, I think all of my friends is quite right. It is the conditions that we made, and top just below 4.1, the committee reviewed the 2014-15 budget of the Department of State annual performance plan. The following recommendations were made on the 2013-14 budget report. We'll clarify a few after the meeting. Okay. No, what you are saying is that, which I think may be a, is that they are structured as if they are recommendations. Yes, these are our recommendations from the previous report. Remember that we adopted the report with these recommendations. So they have been put as they are. And I'm not quite sure myself now whether we should have put them as they are or we should have categorized them and or just put a paragraph so that when we go into recommendation, it does not seem as if we are making a duplication, but because these were our recommendations. Not for this report. It's only that there is no translation here, otherwise I wanted to put it in. These are the recommendations not for this report. These are the recommendations, remember the report that we tabled before we left for our oversight and whatever. These are the recommendations from that report. So they can't then be recommendations for this report, for the particular review. Now, the concern is that they are put from somebody who is reading this will think that we are duplicating, we are putting the conditions here, whereas we understand to us is that the thought that they are ours, but not for, it's not going to be the end, the recommendations. After we've done all this to say, then we then say the department ABCD.
The following assessment was made on the 2014-15 budget.
don't bring them in.
I'm sorry, before you start talking about it.
Then if it's like this, then we are aging our freelance report, which is reflected this as a recommendation in that particular report.
Okay.
The challenge that I have is for the treaty of other forms. And I'm looking at how they have structured it and how our structure is structured. Under overviewing. They are doing an overview. Because what is written here is not an overview.
Okay.
Under the topic overview and assessment, it's not. What you have written here something else. I don't know, because I was looking at other committees, they are doing really an overview and assessment. And they are not doing, and we are right when we are putting 2013-14. They are doing an overview of the activities they need to do. Yes. So that year you are right. It's not the thing that we did ourselves. It's an overview based on those recommendations that I said earlier on, who would not recommendation the previous committee, why there's no pushing for a view. I think that's where this overview comes in. Which is that committee made the following recommendation. Therefore, the next pushing is an overview and assessment of all those recommendations that were made by that committee, not the person. That's how the report should have been started.
So it goes back to, it then goes back to, we still live 2013-2014. We still live 2013-2014. What we are to do from 6 to 7, it is then to have a complete new setting of that we are not we it's an overview of what transpired in the recommendations of the BRRR report of 2008 of the last year. So I think you understand that. I don't want us to labor us too much. I think we agree that these are explained here. What we are to do is an overview of 2013-2014. Agreed? Mm-hmm. Agreed? But it's also, with that I'll speak to Honorable and Secretary after the meeting. But yes, we are agreeing that 6 and 7 is to be reworked and reflect an overview of the 2013-2014. Now, there's something here, because if you go to page 8, okay, let me see, I hope you'll pick up this. So we are reading for now that that's what will happen. Can we go to page 8? Page 8? Comments? Another comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll just point on this page. So last time we at Chris meeting we spoke about the fact that we have difficulty linking performance to expenditure. There's that disconnect. Because look at these processes oftentimes very separately. I think there's an opportunity for us to bring it together here. If you look at the table under 4.3, we have all the programs and the percentage spend. If you go to just to look at slightly, if you go to the table on page 13, you'll see it actually speaks about target achieved and percentage achieved. What is, I think, really valuable is if we had one, perhaps a graph that actually takes the percentages spent and then the percentages of targets reached and puts it together. Because I think we'll see very interesting patterns emerge. So if you look, for example, at program one, there's an 89.8% expenditure, and they achieved 78% of target, but less than, there was a 10% gap. But if you then go to program two, there was a 40.1% expenditure, and yet they achieved 74% of the targets. So on the surface, it would appear that, in fact, we're getting very good value for money, and that we can maybe readjust the budget down. If you go to program 3, you'll see very importantly that 99.3% of the expenditure was recorded, and yet only 33% was achieved. So that's a 66% discrepancy, which means that perhaps more funding is needed for the program. So obviously this is just service analysis, but these can give us clues as to where to begin to drill down. And so perhaps a graph combining these two would be relevant.
To those members that are going to speak maybe, I just want to ask you, I want to pose a question for all of us to look into that. Because if you just read 4.2, you pick up that in fact 4.2 is directing us to get into within to 2014. Now, how would we turn this? Because that's what that page, up to page 9. So what I'm saying is, if members will be wanting to interact with that in relation to the last discussion that we had before of which is page 7. What is 4.2? Which is heading the financial performance 20.314. We correct if one says it's an assessment or an overview of 2013, 2014, and therefore 6.7 falls off. That's why I said I don't want to read you. I thought 4.2, in looking into 4.2, even if you read the first paragraph, gives you a lead of then what is exactly happening in this, and it is what we're talking about when we're on page 6.7. So that's why I'm saying, how would we get that? Because I want all of us to... I'm sorry, page 6, page 7. 4.1. I'm just saying that, I was asking Reverend Mashale. I'm putting a question to the committee that is 4.2 not what then we said is supposed to be an observation, overview, assessment of 13 to 14? Honorable Masala, Honorable Ndaba, Honorable Mashale.
Okay. I still hold the view that 4.1, the problem might be the way it is captured in the heading. But these are all recommendations that we made in the report that we have submitted. After we have engaged with the department, this is the issues that we had raised as corrective measures that the department must take forward, at a committee. When we assess the performance of the 2013-2014, the one that you are referring to, the financial performance 2013-2014, it relates to the figure of how much was spent, the percentage, and so forth, and all those stuff. This one, our own observations and recommendations that we made when we achieved the budget process, if I remember very well. Now, this is what was said by Honorable Matarala earlier on, was to say, what I was going to assist in terms of the structure of the report, except this report, was for you to have what the previous committee observed and their recommendations. I think that's how I heard it. What they observed, their recommendations, and the response of the department in this report. You then have our observation as this new committee, the recommendations that we made, and the response of the department. And then you can come to this aspect that we are referring to of our assessment of the performance of the financial performance of the department. That's how, because we are basically dealing with the, not necessarily the contents of the report, but the structure, and how this particular report is actually structured. Thanks.
I think what we should do is we will check how what is the status of writing reports here in Parliament. But also I think the administration and some government, they are better positioned to tell us what is the right way of capturing the report. But Mina, when I read the overall assessment or the overview and assessment that we have here, it's our overall assessment that we've done, which needs to be corrected and be kept as correct. But in terms of breaking down of programs, it's correct the way they've done it. It's not appear like this because you know, I'm thinking now in legislation, which you had about micro and macro analysis. So which year we are called non-financial and non-financial, you know, and there's no problem with that. But I'm sure the way it reports is captured here, I can't say this is right, this is wrong, but we do need to have our own overview and assessment, and it must be captured correct, not in the manner that we have captured and recommendations. Yeah, but in terms of breaking down our programs, they are correct to break down our programs so that we can know which this program and build 1, 2, 3 and how do they perform in terms of percentages, and also and they must also reflect in terms of our finances. How do they spend money?
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe a suggestion in terms of a way forward. Obviously, we need a logical flow so that it becomes easy for the reader to absorb this. And I think just picking up on the last couple of points, if we were to take 4.1, take it out, and begin that section with what is now 4.2, so in other words, 4.2 becomes 4.1, financial performance. We go through that because that is the observations. Then at the end, before we get to the Auditor General's report, we then put what is currently 4.1 at that point, and then perhaps have also the last committee's recommendations. So in other words, it will begin with what the picture actually is. It will then go into recommendations from the past committee and this committee, which is Honourable Masala's point, and then we flow into the AG's report, which speaks about the performance evaluation. It's just a suggestion.
The challenge that we might not have acclimatized ourselves with the format, because there is a format that the committee section is following, and it's what the committee is. So number four in that format is overview and assessment of financial performance, and 4.1 IO deals with the previous committee budget report, not the current, the previous. So that's why it's 2013-2014. Therefore, there must be an assessment of that. I'm not sure which is an assessment of the committee. That's why if you go on page 8, it's still an overview. It's still part of this 4.1 overview. That's why if you go to on page 8, it's not a current budget. Mm. It's a 30 billion. That's a 2013-2014. A sky bonus, as you told the youngest. Mm. Yeah, well. And then even the assessment is the assessment of 2013-2014. It's not our own assessment. It's not assessment of our. Yes. Yeah, what you have studied. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, also the assessing what was done before. That's what it's all about. That's why even when you go 4.2 is the budget for the previous financial year. It's not the budget that we cast ourselves. Yeah. And then so that's how the committee is structured. And the committee can change. So that's the format is lying. So that unfortunately it would have been good if they were advised to come in the COPE, because it was circulated. There was meeting that COPE so that we were then understanding how they the people are involved in the structure. So this is what exactly what helps with the structure.
Can we? Can we speak to the Rohan? Can you speak to the chair?
Myself,
can you speak to the chair? There's something that you will say today. I wanted all of us to.
Well, we are now dealing with the current budget. Up to now, up to that point, we are still reviewing, and the recommendations were those that were for the those were done for the other budget. So that it now follows that if there is a certain format of reviewing and to deal with the reviews of the previous budget, then followed by the review and recommendation of the present budget, then it was correct for them not to change the thing. Just a typo here. When they were in 2013, 2014, 2015, it was just a typo. Fine. Now let's deal with that as recommendations and assessment of the past budget, not the current one. Then we finish with that. As then we come deal with the present budget and recommendations we are saying for the present budget.
Honorable Matthias, your name goes up.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I think the input by Honorable Mahalela really gives clarity on the process flow. Only if we're interactive with the work of committee will allow our support staff also to contribute with a long-term plan. But I agree with you, because I do have my booklet on the DRR process. Maybe what we need to do is to, as Honorable Vomik proposed earlier, is to attend the number in accordance to the process flow. One that is done will be able to find clarity. For instance, the process flow has three components: the backward analysis, the current assessment, and forward, which deals with the recommendations. So somehow, these ways and concepts have been placed everywhere and anywhere, which causes confusion for us who can have a logical interpretation of the report. Because the report is good, or what should be addressed is a number in accordance with the process flow.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Can we in passing, I hope the administration has been able to capture exactly what is in the in essence it's the flow, and so that anybody who reads it is able to understand. It's not about mainly the content, so that you don't but it's the flow. I think that is very important. So we go to page 9. Okay. Page 10. On page 10, the last paragraph. A question there. I hope the unauthorized regular and fruitless investment expenditure, the department budget, then it goes to the fruitless investment. Irregular expenditure has decreased. It has not increased. But if you look, it was from 2 million in 2012-2013, and it went to 188,000. So the question there, it's decreased. You not in place. I think that's what I wanted before I wanted to. Any comments, please? Another one.
Thank you, Jefferson. Just coming back to the point of what are we doing in terms of public value for money for investing in these entities. So we have that table on public entities reporting, we've got the approved budget and estimates. We have a narrative of achievements, which is good, but what would also be great, and I don't know if this is available, is just some kind of quantitative indication of how they're achieving or have they achieved their targets. Because then you can say, you know, for the money that we've invested, you know, this entity actually is achieving its target and it's a good investment. But this other entity isn't, and so that needs to be investigated. Of course, for, you know, for example, of health standards compliance, it will be too early, but it will be unfair to place that in this category now. But for the other entities, they have some kind of quantitative indication of how they're doing, so we can actually see how investment is reaping dividends.
We agree with that approach on public entities. If then we are agreeing, I hope it will be captured correctly, then we go to, okay.
On page 11, the Special Commissioner for Occupational Diseases has saw some increase in this annual target allocation from 2 to 1 to 2 to 5. And there has been a concern expressed on about its location, mandate and role, and how it accounts to the organization and the commission. And that concern is confounded now by the reports that presented before us, that it has received a claim, and furthermore, it has not submitted its financial claim for annual reporting to its state controllers. It's a matter of claim concern. So much of money allocated, so much of money not accounted for, and yet the authority sitting where we are sitting as a committee about the mandate and the function, the responsibility and the role of the committee has in some case between the departments of labor, affairs and many other things. I think we need to pause and reflect on the relevance of this entity and whether such allocation is available money for an entity which has never allowed it and appeared for the committee.
Honourable Marcelle, before I just try to assist on the matter, Honourable Marcelle, I thought your hand was up. Oh, okay. It's my understanding that the CCOB appeared before the committee. It is my understanding that the CCOB, so that I don't have the AGD reflect on the challenges. And we were taken through by the department on the challenges on this. It's not that there is no work that is being done. The other part of honourable members issues raised is that, as we said initially, we need to get more clarity. Today we won't then be able to address the challenges that are in CCOG in terms of where is it supposed to be located, and in fact again the issue of it not being able to have a disclaimer but not being able to submit the its financials in the years that are intended 10, 2011. I would highly request that as we said initially that we will have to get more clarity from the department so that we are able to understand on what then we are to do. Because remember, again, I want to repeat, CCOG is located into two departments for different occupational whatever. So it's going to be important that maybe at some point we after we get clarity also Department of Labor and see exactly where is this supposed to be located. I don't want us to infuse two different things, because they're going to, for now we can't say one, there's nothing that we can say about it because we don't know where it's located, because as one of the Mashalil has said initially, that it is a confusion. So I want us to, it's correct for us to have a concern, and I want them as to understood me correctly, but the only thing is that I don't want us to labor too much on it, because we're not going to be able to resolve it today. It's only that I forgot to bring my AG's report on this matter. So that will be my contribution. I can see that Honorable Mashalan hand is up and to the Honorable.
No, thanks. Since that we are making an assessment, the man has already been allocated. We have approved it. And we have agreed on it. So we are not assessing whether we must still do anything. We're going forward, yes, but for current set observation, an assessment that we're making. Which regardless, because the allocation is this one is an administrative one, which is accountable. Because it's part of the 33 billion of the Department of Health. What is not audited is the other account, the advisor to the account they are managing. The account that is being managed by COT, what is it called? This is not part of the budget that you are doing, a separate thing. But the one that they are failing to submit for audit. But the one that are approving, the budget that we are approving is part of the national department. But the account name is the name of the account. The account is the name of the account, supposing what they call it. So that account that they are paying to audit where they pay. So that account is not part of the budget that we are approving. Separate. It's not part of the dedicated budget. So this 155 million is part of the 33 billion rand. This 221 million for the previous year was part of the 80 billion, and it has been accounted for by the department. But what is not accounted for is that account, separate account that is managed by that unit that is in the department, which is being paid for goods and services and for salaries for these 221 and 255. Which is being audited. So it's a separate matter altogether. These are two different things. So here the amount is about, just to put together as if the failure to account which is related to claim is related to this allocation, which is not. It's a separate account that they are failing to submit for accounting purposes, which the last submitted to 2011. The issue I wanted us to register in the Auditor General's report under health sector outcomes, which we were not picking up. One of the issues was about the financial health of the health sector. But out of the 10, 9 were of great concern, and then 1 which is firstly needed and required an urgent intervention in terms of that Auditor General. So I thought we need to reflect somewhere in the report under the health sector with outcomes. Because one of the greatest matters for me would be that the financial health of the whole health sector is of concern, and we seem to be clearing over it without taking down as a matter. So that's my future, would be, because it was on the yellow, the 9 of them, and then first it was on the right, on that area, the financial health.
No, thank you. So you are recommending that we factor that in as part of that paragraph. I don't think we've got the proof of that. thank you very much for clarifying again this issue of the disability. If we are there any other areas on page 11? Are you on page 11?
Yeah. I think here, this fruitful wasteful expenditure, they shouldn't lose fruitless, huh? Fruitless and wasteful. That's what I thought. No, I can't say fruitful. I'm quite particular with the fruit lamps.
Okay.
Can we just say that maybe recommend that at least it should plummet to below 100 million. I mean, 200 and something million is a lot of money. Millions are a lot of money. And what it is that they keep on saying, now we are getting slower or getting right. It's either you are fruitlessly spending and wasteful spending, and it's not, no, this number I spend less than what I spent the last time. So what do we do about it?
I hope you'll notice, when we then go to recommendations, if your concern is not reflecting in those in the recommendations, on the area that you are referring to, because we are recommending on what we must do, and whereas we are not yet concerned in those. So note that, so that when we are then
I think what member Sam asked, you know, raises the concern for the COD, it's here on page 16. I was just showing you with the non-compliance of the COD. It's here written on the key sector challenges. Non-compliance of the COD.
No, thank you for that, but we are at 11, we'll remind you when we are on 16. So remember that page 12 is blank because we've got the FFC, what line is can I get the page on which is called FFC? Can we, while I'm waiting for the document, are there any areas where members want to reflect on?
I don't know, how that's going on. I don't know how FFC is said. What are the implications of the functions in which no legal status has been taken over by the department, especially for them? You were saying that, you know, I thought it's an item that you can't leave it. Well, that's one of the issues that they have as a concern, and it has got financial implications in one way or another, but there's no legal status of that matter, of that function. I looked at the act. It does say that if a function is shifted without the consultation with the commission, it has got no legal status. That's what the act says. But you were saying they've not been consulted. It means that function currently doesn't have a legal status, but money is being spent by the department of that function. I don't know how they responded because I left earlier before they could. Then the other issue was around the challenges around. I thought maybe we should just, I'm not sure whether we were comfortable about this issue of the block grant that they've raised and Treasure by saying it might be unconstitutional. But they are legal law opinion, another said it might be unconditional. I don't know whether we want to view as a committee. What are we saying about it? And I'm not sure whether you did indeed further in the discussion or just ended on the response when they were responding to it, because I left when they were busy responding on that particular matter. But the other issue that was raised was the whole question of the wastage in health. You know, that's one matter that they raised. That is a loss of wastage in financial resources. Hence, it is difficult to determine whether health as a sector is under budgeted or not because of the waste that is going on there. I'm not sure whether we can raise it as a matter as well.
And his comments on the first one, I where they didn't remember them giving what are the implications. On that first matter, I would propose that would not be give advice for that we okay on that to interact with the department so that we really get an understanding why then there is that situation. That's one on block grant. When it was my first time, I don't know the other members, it was my first time to expose to that model. Maybe they will have to come back again, but it will also be important that we check that just to get clarity from the department. And it's out of that when I then said, gosh, you know, I don't know that we still have time, but I do think that it will be important that maybe we get some clarity in order to call back the department and check some of these issues that they raised. On the third one, well, is that not also touching on the issues that we have raised in terms of the unauthorized, irregular, and fruitless expenditure, which also touches into, if we remember what the AG was saying, the challenges of sustenance, because that also contributes into the waste that is the wastefulness that is there in the Department of Health. So maybe it's an area where, in my view, subject to what members are saying, that maybe that input also assists us in when we are to do our oversight. It is going to be important that some of these areas are, in particular the last one, are areas that we are alive to, and when we go in those institutions and in those provinces, we'll then be able to try and see how best, because obviously one of the contributory factors of waste that is there is a number of things, skills, management style, number of issues which are a package. Because the waste is in those three topics that he has given in the AG's report. If I remember very well, Honorable Jay said it doesn't mean that the department hasn't got money. Money is there, it's only how then that it's being utilized. So I just wanted to say that, but members can interact. It's not a matter that I'm saying it's supposed to get smooth forward. It's only that the FFC came late in the day, and that even yesterday we were pressed with time, but it's not something that I think there are areas where we cannot make a follow up. They did say that they are willing to come back if we want them to come back and expand more on some of these areas that they are raising. But on the block grant, I appreciate the members that have got an understanding, have been exposed to assistance in making to understand what it is Honourable Ndaba, Honourable and Honourable Maisha.
Yeah, I think the issue of block grants, it was a new term even to myself. What is it? And I'm sure we need a workshop so that we can have better clarity on what is in understanding on the issue of the block grants. But I think as the committee, we are agreeing that we have a concern in terms of the understanding of that grant for infrastructure and for NHI. But I think what we need to do tonight is to make a concern as a committee and also make a recommendation that as a committee, we are content that this department is understanding on the two grants of NHI and the infrastructure. But I think maybe what we need to check is whether the method of funding NHI and infrastructure a project is the one that is the problem or what. And if it's the method that they are using for funding, the grants that they are using for funding of these two projects. So I think they need to review it. I think that's what we need to recommend as the committee, so that at least they can spend the money. Whether they take the money back to Equity Wheelchair or what, but I think they need to review that method that they are using to and not to use grants for AI and infrastructure projects.
Thank you, Chair. I think I agree with Honourable Ndaba. The block grant usually assists when, for example, let's look at the infrastructure grant. The maintenance of, let's look at the maintenance of the facility. That grant is very difficult to maintain the facility than the grant for infrastructure. And as a result, the other thing on the infrastructure grant is because you cannot just do the things without stuff and services. So obviously they'll have to weigh their option, when do they go to how where they want to get the money for stuff and all that. But if we're going to look at now the facilities that we have and how do we upgrade them, because there are, some are quite old, some are old, and the maintenance plan is very difficult to be able to meet the needs of those of the old facilities. So that block grant assists in with that money, of course, is for infrastructure, but then now if the roof is falling off, we can start with that roof with that amount of money, and it's a huge amount, but not as well as the maintenance structure. So we can have more money to do that. If, for instance, the old facility is too small, we can upgrade and build more, we can extend that building, you know, we have more one of the best of maintain and build more of the smaller ones that we have, so that they are up to standard with the new ones that will be built. And the fortunate thing, the best thing is that if we even now we extend or upgrade to the old ones, we already have stuff there, we already have time to get stuff. It's easy for us to do that than the starting from fresh off building the new ones. So that product is assisting there, so that maintenance becomes, you know, we can do more than the one that was given for me.
Thank you, Chairperson. And just to follow that point, and also just to reflect on what Honourable Ndaba said, I think with that workshop, we should also ensure that we have some lead opinion at that workshop, because the FCC spoke about potential unconstitutionality of the block grant, but there wasn't consensus. And so one could perhaps argue that, for example, Section 27 guarantees the right to health care, and that the progressive realization of the grant is being impeded because of the way that money is spent at the provincial level. So there are all sorts of arguments to and fro. So having a legal opinion at that meeting, I think, will also be important.
You remember we were talking about the funds that should be taken from the equitable allocation to the provinces to do
the renovation of the total of infrastructure. Now, the suggestion is that even in case there are, in Houten alone, there are about 200 schools that are in the backlog that are not in place, that need to be built, and the equitable allocations to the province cannot cover that, and they are not even doing anything about it. So what was happening here is that the government could take some money from these equitable funds and make it a block grant, which will deal with those infrastructure needs that cannot be covered by the allocation to the provinces per se. And now it could be unconstitutional because they are going to take from the province, the allocation to the province, and try to use that money to do this. So that's where the problem is. Unless the law is changed, or the rule is changed, that if some funds from the province can be taken and put in this block grant, and used to get out of some diagnosis in the province. So that's where the problem is.
And I'll finish what I'm asking to. I agree with the workshop on the grant on the block grant. The issue of the wish, I thought it would be able to, I know it's been raised in the AG under wasteful expenditure and the regular, etc. But I thought it would also be rentable. The part of emphasizing the matter is one, not only the AG that has observed the problem, but also FFC, the financial institution, have also observed it as a problem. So that we, when we go and make a recommendation, at least we're not just saying we're only informed by one source, but also we've got a source from both the AG and FFC about the challenges of the wastage that is going on in the health sector, especially with regard to wasteful and irregular services.
Madam Chair, the reason why the story of the block grant came up is because it's very clear that provinces are not committing the money, not all of them. Some of the provinces are not committing money in the way they should in order to get the right outcomes, given the target that we set for improvement in health. And so that's, I think, what the whole idea about setting up block grants comes from. But I also just wanted to say that Treasury cannot hold money to provinces. If the national ministry became much more active into holding them accounts for the less, then they can do that. The national ministries are not simply policy units. They also can be operational in terms of preventing provinces from spending money in a particular way, given the results they are. So in addition to wanting more block grants, I think we must not forget that mechanism does exist. I just also want to say that the real issue around what it is the FC was on about yesterday is that we all agree that our outcomes actually are not good at all, given the amount of money we put in, the same as true education, which is not getting the value from that money. The fruitless and wasteful expenditure is the real issue when it comes to dealing with fruitless and wasteful as well as irregular. Irregular expenditure is large. I did a calculation that's 11% of the budget, in fact. But irregular expenditure is, it's not necessarily bad expenditure. It's just irregular in terms of the procedure. So the real issue is the wasteful and irregular expenditure and wasteful expenditure, and that 0.23% of the budget. So it's quite small, but if you ask how many clinics can you build with 289 million, then it's not irrelevant. So, but that's where we should focus our attention.
One last issue that I just spoke about, the issue that was raised around coordination as well. I think it's also a matter that we can make an observation that there's a lack of coordination in the regions, which creates a problem. And that lack of coordination is one of the challenges that makes the rank not being transferred in the manner that and they rely on to extent to which maybe provincial government is a region. But it's them who go to national treasurer and bid as a national sector and bid for the whole health sector in the country. And therefore, they can therefore leave the net and say, general, we're not accountable, we're not responsible. There must be a system of making sure that they establish a proper system to enable proper coordination in all the systems.
Chair, you know, something comes to my mind. I think this persistent non-compliance of departments, what to say as the control committee? Because I think the FFC raised it, that in the past 3 years, you know, the Auditor General has been raising the non-compliance issue of fruitless expenditure, wasteful and irregular expenditure. You know, what we say is the control committee. Are we like everybody to say we'll just complain and keep quiet and not take any steps? I think it's high time saying that we as the control committee, we assist in terms of ensuring that the departments do comply. Where the fruitless expenditure of non-compliance, people must face consequences. Because if we are doing like that, as person, it should be like we are a portfolio committee that is not doing its job. So now I want to propose that where there's non-compliance and people whether we say they must be investigated or they must be subjected to disciplinary, we must propose something as the portfolio committee. I'm not sure on how, because I'm not an expert in that, but I think as the portfolio committee, we must propose, you know, make recommendations that all in all governments that are not complying, or provinces, if they're not complying, they must face the music, you know, because we can't live like that.
I think the minister did say he put it back to us. He said, it's you. You are the people that are supposed to do that, so that when we, therefore it's a challenge upon, again, when we go on an oversight, it's issues that we are really to ensure that happens. Remember that the minister said, when we give money, how money is spent because of the legislation, whatever that governs, when it starts and where it ends, but obviously it's one department of health, one country. I think the other area which Honorable Mashalela raised, the issue of coordination, it reminds me that I'm sure and we'll also looking into this coordination issue in some of the challenges in the local government. Remember, you'll remember that there is a process that has been engaged on in the last term, which I don't think we are all of the same power and confident to say it has resulted, its outcomes have been outcomes that are very favorable, except that they created a confusion. The issue of the provincialization. That has created, I'm not saying we must discuss it now, but it also, I thought about it because I don't know why we must review, we must assess it and check what are the negatives and the positives of that, and how then we think, because I do think that we have got that responsibility. It differs from one province to another, but it's one project or program that has really created a strain in the health sector. Okay, can I just make a suggestion, honourable members, that I didn't hear when members were talking about the first part of it, the one of which honourable Mashana spoke to, the one that I said of money that are taken to other levels without a mandate. Which was this yesterday, which are creating a problem. But will it not be important that we get clarity from the department on that? I didn't hear talking about that, that I'll pick back to the sponsor of the concern that should we not take that route, but the others, we will, in particular the last one, as we will be crafting recommendations on that, we'll take that into account. Also in the issue of the block grant, I don't know, I still want to be empowered more on that, whether it is bothering me on the unconstitutionality of it. Honourable Marcelin, I just want to, if you can, the first proposal, remember this, the issue that you raised about what FFC raised yesterday, and we didn't engage more on that topic.
No, it's fine, sir, but I just wanted to understand, they didn't take money, they took the funds, and in terms of the law, in terms of that FFC, until such time as they consulted that piece of knowledge and money that he has. And they have taken the function and they are implementing the function in a friendly manner. That's what I wanted to understand. What are the legal implications of that? So even if you didn't take it back, but the challenge is that until such time that FFC is confirmed, it has got no legal status, and it did confirm that they're not the infant by the department. They are hearing it in their minds that their concerns is not taken, but there was no discussion with them. And therefore, as it stands, it has got no legal status. But the department is performing the function. I'm saying, whether we meet the department or not, the fact of the matter is that the people that are supposed to be contacted confirm that they are not being contacted. So it should be a matter that we're concerned about. And my understanding is that the report that we're compiling will go to the department as well. So that we don't wait until we meet them, we don't know when we're going to meet them. While that is problem of not them following decisions. But if you pick it up now and put in the report, then the report will go to them as soon as the house is out. Then we'll start looking at the matter. We might even make a recommendation out of it.
All right, so can honorable myself.
You'll forget my name and it's going to be a man of law forever. I think we shouldn't even wait forever for this one, because this is irregular and this is not non-compliant, and it may cause contradictions and necessary contradictions. So we can invite the two parties to come here and explain to us, and we resolve it instead of waiting for our job.
But we will, when we deal with the recommendations at the end, we'll see how we do it after. On page 15,
thank you, Chairperson. I don't want to take us back, but I need to just develop this point slightly a bit more. I spoke earlier about linking performance to expenditure, and again, I think a graph linking these two would be very valuable, because you know, graphically you can say, you can say something that would take maybe 1,000 words in paper and print to actually understand. So you can, it's a very powerful tool. But also, you know, if we do this on a regular basis, so at every budget vote point and every B level R point, we have such a graph, then what we can do is we can develop institutional memory, and we can begin to see over time how adjustments to the budget and the application of oversight actually bring those two lines together, because the idea is, of course, 100% expenditure and 100% of budget reach. So the gaps between those two lines could either be because we're given too much money or too little money, and or there's a failure to convert money invested into targets as into outcomes and measured by targets. So we can actually, even at a sub-program level, we almost surgical precision see where the problems are, and over time, what are the effective mechanisms that we can use to bring those two lines together. And so perhaps part of that maybe would be passed internally, but perhaps at least one overall graph at every point of review in our reports would also be of value to readers.
Comments 6.1, which is on page 30, continues to page 40. And then we start with them at the 77, which is the comment observation and responses. It continues to 16. Where is that? Are you on page 15? What's the problem?
We need more money to spend, but they want some more. They've got more money that was not spent. I mean, 245 million on infrastructure. But I think they should explain whether there are no more leaders in the country or something is in. They want money to spend on these things. Now there is a lot of money that is not spent. What is the problem? So if we just pass these things and give it back to them and not ask them about to explain, we know they'll give us an explanation, but they'll know that we know and we are worried about these things. Because if we just pass them, it will come back to bite us for neglecting what we're supposed to be doing. Thank
you. I'm trying to understand what is the problem with program 5 as it is put here. Because remember that it's overview and the assessment of the service performance and the program. Now, when we are looking into this, would it not be important that when then we make or check in our observations if that reflects, so that we then reflect, we said it must be added to the point you put through, you check if the committee agrees, and then we put that as a recommendation. Remember that this report is not just we are, if I can put it, we're just either reflecting, and we will put recommendations to them, and we will then have to make follow-ups with those recommendations. Again, one mechanism of, I will always hammer on this so that we don't forget, one mechanism of us ensuring that these things happen is that as we will then be doing our work among the things, we'll call the department, we'll make oversight, we'll call promises that we think that it is a challenge. So all that is we are ensuring that a particular area that is corrected is corrected. And make recommendations. I think Comrade Daba made it very clear that it's about time that we are not just sit and think we are to call people to account, and upon them accounting, we will then make concrete recommendations. whether negative or positive or whether whatever, but it's not for us, it's not for anybody. It is our concern is that people of the country are getting a better service in terms of health, and that is our responsibility. So that is why on the Honourable myself, I just wanted to check up what is the problem there. Why don't we, when we go into the recommendations, then you raise your issue. Now we are on, we are done with that, we are up to program 6, we are on comment observations and responses. Now we have to ensure that our observations and recommendations are such that it is not just that noted and the report is put there in the report that we want. So we are on page 15, comment observations and recommendations, 7.1. That's the achievements. Are we happy? In the achievements, the honorable members, the something that is not reflecting here, or maybe it will reflect on appreciation. But I just want to remember that the department says in this. Oh, okay. No, let me talk about it at other time, not now, because it doesn't come in here. 15? Honorable Minister?
In this contraceptives, the subdermal implant, will it not interfere with the systems going forward, because if you use it repeatedly, then it can't interfere with the hormonal inputs and outputs. And they may be found to be not as desirable as it is by preventing conception.
Your question is relevant, but the timing. Timing of the question. Sorry for that. Page 16. Oh, I've seen the two hands. You respond. You also respond to this. In which on 15 page bullet. On 15, are you on 15? Oh, okay. There's something that is disturbing me about the mortality, the mortality reduction and the projects that the ministry is engaged on. So, I think I'll raise it maybe at the end. On 16, sorry for that, honourable members. On 16, your hand was asked on Zimbabwe, honourable Mashai.
Sir, I think on page 16, the first bullet on the Department has secured funding from the Global Fund for HIV, TB and malaria. I'm just thinking loud check that, what about private sector? I'm just thinking, how can we fit in private sector in this place? Because I think private sector is not contributing to this, especially mine. So where do they come in and when? You know, I don't know how much I put it, I'm thinking of private sector, how can we put in the private sector? Because I think it's high time that this department must engage in private sector in terms of their contribution to what people who are saying in the surroundings, where they are mine. And I'm not sure how to put it.
Yes. No, thanks. I thought maybe on the 7.2 we need to add the financial help. that was raised under the legislation, and the issue of the wastage, that as well. That's the two issues that are challenged in the health sector. And then on 7.4, under governance, the issue of the coordination, and then the issue of the movement of that function of the port health without the legal process.
I see Honorable Volmik and Honorable Mashalela, I'm sorry, my friend, when you speak, please pass, because he has brought in a very valid point, but we must check the member system that is
recommended. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Just a very small point that will pick up on Honorable Ndaba's point. On just going back to 7.1, can we just double check, maybe question fact checking, but the Global Fund speaks about correctional services and interior mining communities. Are we sure that there is funding also specifically for mines and mine workers, because obviously they're the vulnerable group in addition to the pre mining communities? So if we can just double check that mines themselves aren't included in the fund.
Last time, I think we asked the department to make sure that all the mines are found and registered so that they can pay up to the CCODs. That's how we can get them to contribute, because if they are not known, they are not in the books, you won't be able to catch them. But if they are there, then collection will be made from them, and it will increase the fiscal of the health department. And as far as the private sector is concerned, of course the mines are the private sector. Comrade James here said that he's got some money from the private sector for the Ebola, and that should be actually very much appreciated, and we can follow that line to get more people into.
Honourable members, in terms of the private sector, will you not then agree with the member that said we must just check on that? But I don't think we have had the matters you raised, but we have not gone through an exercise or put across to the government in terms of in particular around this thing of mining and mining areas, to know as we speak now what is then the contribution. I think it will be important that we do that, so that when then we are to make a concrete recommendation, we make a concrete recommendation with the understanding that this is where that is the state, but it can't only be mining, that's always the problem. It's mining and construction, because you can't separate the two. But also in other industries, I think the state of the contribution of the private sector in terms of its funding into these programs of the Department of Health. So we will try and make that exercise. If it's possible, we'll then insert it. If it is not, it will have to be our program post the beautiful as well. Remember, we are to also sit with the mining committee, because there are things that we can separate. Have cut across on some of the key the sectors, agriculture, mining, labor, so I do education. So we will then have to ensure, now we are talking about the role of the government, we'll have to look into that. So that's what I wanted to propose. And if then we do manage to get that data, would a self-based candidate be inserted on the role of the private sector? Panarabi, just assist Honorable Nation. Remember, some of the questions, you are raising very good questions, but now we are developing a report. Some of these questions are questions that we should have asked and get a response from the department. We just try to assist you so that you don't feel as if we are not taking issues that you are raising very serious. They are, but it's the timing of raising them. On 11.3, I just wanted to check if we agreed. The committee notes that the department's annual performance plan has several indicators with annual targets as opposed to quarterly targets as required. This presents a challenge for committee to actually assess quarterly performance of the department.
I think the other thing that comes to my mind is the issue of data for the CEO team. I'm not sure actually how much we put it. Whether they not, I don't know, but the issue of data for the OD is important for us. Because even themselves care, if you remember when they doing their presentation, they did raise it, that they still have a problem regarding data. Data is privately owned by whoever. And for them to get the X minus and so on, it's very impossible. So they are struggling. But I'm sure we need to raise it in twofold. We must say, POD also, they must give us the data of the X minus that they assisted in terms of their function. Yeah? And then secondly, the issue of data. How are they intending to deal with the issue of data that is with data as a commission?
Is that they've raised that thing, they put that thing on us in the last in the committee where they need a presentation. And the onus is on us to, among others, to make a follow up and to check with the relevant. Maybe what is a challenge is that we have not taken that for in identifying what exactly is the problem and speak with the relevant institutions that may be dealing with it. So I was going to suggest that it is not going to be important that we make that follow up first or restructure a recommendation that is not going to again come back to us in terms of what then becomes what is it that we were supposed to do. Because they did put that to us. And I don't remember us taking that forth, even raising it with the department when the department was here. But I don't know, I'll hear from other members what is the view on that topic.
So I've got a suggestion, which is why can't we write as a question to the department? Forward it as a question, question to the department. Yeah, rather than send by everything. All the people that they've assisted already, they must finish us with it. And it does regarding the issue of server concession as the portfolio committee.
All right. On 16, page over 16.4. I get the indication on 7.3 that's correct. Members were nodding their heads. 7.5 financial performance. That is, we are on the 17 now. Honorable Mashalila.
Yes, Chair, I think there's an issue that member might like to ask the department regarding EAPC vis-a-vis sending or whatever, Marie the fish. That is all most important with my father, because most of the time it's the department might present they got some worries. But here confusion young what is it? 30-40 and then that issue I thought we raised like for 40-50 the ACP.
Can I correct something? Inclusion one is unlimited to call members on their first name. They are honorable. Honorable Musanda.
I think it's a laughing matter.
No,
I just said she's actually raising. It reflected 7.3 on technical issues.
Okay.
Yes, that's the issue that Honorable Matalela always says.
Oh, okay, yeah, thanks, thanks.
Just some attention will assist.
Honorable Matalela.
No, thanks, I was thinking on 7.6. Is the set pedigree from the board. I'm not sure whether you can craft it better. It's too much to read. I would prefer that if you craft it better to say, to give an overall achievement, which is about 64%. And then from there, you say with the worst performing programs being program 3 and whatever. But that's still the overall performance, which is 4%. And then you then explicitly then say which is the most current programs. So that we when only able to read it, at least understand it, how this shall be the expenditure or the budget. It's not congruent. Budget is about 90-something%, but the achievement is 54%, and there's no relationship of the two. So you can just put to see in a manner that at least it's easy to read and understand.
I hope you have captured that. Alright. We are on 8 recommendations. 4.1?
4 recommendation, page 18, sir. I thought the department indicates the last breath there before recommendation. The department indicates in detail the way how the assistant for the financial management is struggling for the Molanes. If you read the Auditor General's report, all the health sectors, there's a financial concern. But Free State,
yeah.
In terms of financial health need aid and it wasn't read,
mm-hmm.
But you have not mentioned it.
In mentioning Free State, how do we factor in that the Free State Department of Health is under administration of the Free State Treasury? Remember, even FFC did say that. Even in Pumalanga, will it not be important just that maybe in the, I don't know, because I don't think we are exposed to how things are now in terms of that. So I just wanted to must also reflect so that when we reflect, it's not that we're not aware of what the process is doing, but it's going to be important that we check and be exposed to that. So that 8.1 on 8.2, you know, financial recommendations. Are we, Dr. Volmik?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a point in terms of non-financial recommendations. We do mention under bullet point 4, HIV, AIDS, and TB, But just on the point of question, one of the things you raised with the DG was the threat of multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. I think it's such a threat to the public that it needs to come, I think, as a strong non-financial recommendation. So something along the lines of ensuring the full implementation of the drug resistant, the management of drug resistant tuberculosis strategy that was developed in 2012. Just to put pressure to ensure that in fact we have this under control.
Are we agreeing with that? Okay. If we say non-financial recommendations, and we say, oh, okay. So, 1, 2, 3, a primary health region will require more funding to make it viable. And why is it falling under non-financial recommendation when we say it needs more funds? Can it be assisted by the committee if I'm upside down? Or is it because of English? That's the last three from bottom of 8.2. Re-engineering will require more funding. Is it not? Honorable James?
First of all, that's not a non-financial recommendation. This is the point you're raising. And wouldn't it make sense to actually put a quantum on it? Or just in terms of money, or we just leave the space as that?
Okay, first of all, I agree that it's a financial recommendation. And it should be. But it would not be important that we put a quantum on it. Can we come up with a proposal? Anybody can come up with a proposal. Remember that, yes, we are concerned about the budget allocation on PHC. So do you have any proposal on the chip on
Madam Chair, I mean if there are no numbers at hand, then I think more work needs to be done on it. I don't think there's much to work on it, is there? I mean I don't have any numbers at hand in terms of what's required in terms of a quantum. And so if there are numbers in hand that's incredible, then I don't think we should do it. Just leave it out.
Will it be advisable to leave it out? Or should we look on how we craft it in such a way that it was it's one of the key issues in terms of the of us improving the state of health in the country.
I'm sorry, I was speaking much too abbreviated the form, leave the number out, not leave the issue out. So it should stay there.
Any other comments on recommendations? Appreciation? I also want to, I don't know where I get this thing for, because I don't know that the appreciation of the project that the minister is engaged on, the Mom Connect. I think that's a very powerful tool in terms of trying to address the mortality rate in there. So I would appreciate if we can, because we are appreciating that. And if maybe the secretary is not aware, if a project has launched it in a number of provinces where they are using technology, cell phones, where they in fact did say that they have from when they start up to now, they've already got about 6,000 pregnant women on that, and I think it's a project that we really need to appreciate. because it's quite, in my view, quite a powerful and a profound day. It may have its own limitations, but as we see how it's then being brought out, we have to look on to that because it's also deals with the suffering, the technology level and whatever, and how women in the rural areas and family community can then be reached if they are being reached to get an audit of where this 50,000, where is it really located? Is it in urban areas or is it in both urban and pre-urban and rural? So I do feel that we need to reflect that as an appreciation because it's really quite a very powerful project. Honourable members, we have then come to the end. Now, there's a vote there that says report to Bukusi that. And do you agree that it should be considered, it should be noted? If you saw on page 18, the very last point just been highlighted, medicine, that is requesting us to reflect on that, how we feel should we put that as a recommendation.
That's the only thing that will keep the prices possibly up.
so that drugs become cheaper when they go off patent, you know, in everybody. So anyway, you have to claim them very precisely, otherwise you'll get triple treated.
Yeah, in such a sense, if we say patent medicine, I mean medicine patent to be revoked or whatever, like I said, as it is, that sentence does not say much. It must state what it wants to be said. And of course, patents elapse. They've got the period in which they are normal, that is maybe after 10 years or so. And like the last speaker said, they keep on renewing them by just adjusting this and this here and there. But that does not mean you cannot use the original formula to produce the medicine as generic. So, this is quite the same thing. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, in that came up two new recommendations. One about the country producing its own, manufacturing its own condoms, and the pharmaceutical one. Can I just check was the crafting of that? It's something else. Are we agreeing that we put those two as recommendations, members, so that we're not taken by surprise? Honorable James?
Madam Chair, the idea that we make our own medicine sounds very nice, but I mean, if we can buy medicine cheaply globally, there's no need to make it locally. But what normally happens in the pharmaceutical world is you attract a large pharmaceutical company to invest here in order to manufacture a drug. Like Zantac, was made by Pfizer, who invested in Singapore in a private partnership with the Singaporean government to make Zantac there. There's lots of jobs for local people there, so, and that's what we need to do here as well. Otherwise, it sounds really naive. I mean, local production for its own sake doesn't make any sense. Because we might produce a drug more expensive than buying it in Botswana. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that this committee would want to see governments promote public-private partnerships in order to attract pharmaceutical companies to invest here. I mean, that would make sense.
But would it not be also important for us as we move forward in ensuring that there's affordable pricing? But if because I don't think we are, maybe it's a debate another time, but it's not something that is not talked about. I don't think we are as a country not at a stage where we can manufacture condoms by making it. I don't think we say that we can do. But also in terms of drugs, why is it that we'll depend on the on foreign countries for us to produce some of this medicine? I don't know if we feel that I just want to make a good proposal. Let's just ponder into that to come back. But my view, I don't think it is something that is unworkable, or it's the country we are not having that ability in moving forward, because that is what we want to do at the end. I don't think it should be. We are always to be dependent on the foreign countries, but it's a debate on its own.
Maybe Jefferson could find out why aren't we making our own medicine, so that we, you know, when they respond, then we know how to address that. Why are we not making it on our own?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I wanted to say what the member said now, but the other thing that I want to raise, Chair, is with regards to Mr. Repetition. Which is time we need to raise a question for medical, yeah, mental health services, medical, in terms of medicine that they have approved, South African medicine that they have approved. Maybe we need to raise to put a question to the department, because okay, I'm also of the view that it's important that in South Africa we must produce our own medication. So I wanted to support Nsala.
You honorable chief, why is it
okay? I would, I mean, we need a lot of discussion about the economics of citizens, you know, living in a globalized world. Because, I mean, we lost the capacity to produce vaccines, foot and mouth disease, to Botswana. We used to do it in Pretoria, we lost capacity, and now if you want a vaccine for foot and mouth disease, the farmers, you need to buy it from Botswana. It's cheaper to deliver that than to make it yellow because it's in India. So, when we buy medicine worldwide, we buy the cheapest medicines, it's better to import cheap medicines from India than to make it locally. What we need to do though, I agree, we need to boost the manufacturing pharmaceutical in the pharmaceutical and biomedicine area. We need to do that. But we can't just say we need to do it because it's important for South Africa to do it. We live in a globalized world, you know. But we need to produce, we need to up our pharmaceutical industry to become more competitive, to become global suppliers. For example, we supply the world with stents made by a local company called Pfizer Vascular. They make stents for hearts. We supply the world with it. It's a Cape Town company. So I would support, Madam Chair, a clause that says, or line that says, that we would encourage all players to boost South Africa's biomedicine and pharmaceutical production capacity. Without saying, I mean, I would support that as a general statement. That's okay. I can frame it as well.
Honourable Minister,
I agree with everything everybody is saying, but there is nothing wrong with us saying what we want to say. If we want to boost or we want to manufacture medicine here, the idea is that we want them to be manufactured here, whether it's boosting or manufacturing. We are making, well, they use the word number one users of antiretrovirals. There is no reason why we can't support local manufacturers of that for antiretrovirals and export them. The fact that we lost the ability to manufacture foot and mouth disease syrup, what do you call it, vaccine, so it's on, that's not, it's not because we were incapable of making them. We manufactured it here. But those who decided to take it to Botswana and leave us here had their own economic imperatives. And we know how to manufacture it, and we decided we'll buy it cheap from somebody. And that's exactly why we closed our colleges, because we said it will be somebody's problem to teach people, and then they come here and we'll buy them, we'll save money. That convoluted logic, that is not logical. So what we need to do is to say, is it possible for us? We have the flora, and Europeans exploit it and take it and go and manufacture the medicine from our flora in their own countries, analyze it and get, and then put patents on them. But if we can fund the research in this, we would make, sorry, have the patents ourselves. There is no flora in Europe, it's here. And but we say that the Europeans are smart. They can do it and research it and spend money. Why can't we spend our own money?
Okay. Okay. I think it's quite a broad, intense, ideological debate. That I do think that first and foremost, we must acknowledge that so that when we engage with that understanding. And at the end, it's
not because of what I want, it's not because of whatever I want, it's because we have got an interest in ensuring that our people are able to access treatment in whatever form, in an affordable, and therefore doing the research, making all that is going to be important, so that I don't want us to, but I know it's quite a very, not say disturbing, but a very difficult debate. It goes with the economics, it goes with a number of things. So I think we will pass a general statement, which we will just circulate to just get the views, because one thing that I would like, we tend not to be voted. There is where we come together, but there are some issues that we think as a country we can go. Having said that, honourable members, can we then get an adoption with all the amendments?
I didn't want this thing to get lost entirely. We agree that South Africans should get access to the cheapest medicines possible. I mean, there's no disagreement around that. How we get there is another story. And that's part of an ideological debate about the economics or something. But, you know, you can access medicine in this country that's more expensive than what they cost in Europe often. So the whole question of the access, especially poor people have to medicine in South Africa, is something that the VA, for example, would support. That has to happen as a value.
Right. We have come then to the honourable message. Honourable message, don't ask the question. Just tell us that in the addition of the recommendation, this is what you are proposed, so that they are being factored in.
Thank you.
Honourable Ndaba. Okay. Remember, you must remember, all of the members, that clarity today is at 2.
We should have the recommendation that the capacity for entities to collect money should be accelerated. Because out of that, if they succeed, then they can be helped to change some. Of that. That's what we...
Sorry, entities or institutions?
Yeah.
Provincial?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should be, that should be capacity to, there must be capacity to take that entities to be able to collect, should be accelerated. I think that should be part of that. And the other one is that maybe fruitless and wasted expenditure must be stopped or must be minimized. Let's say minimized would be a better way. Okay. And the other one. Understanding and then asking for more money should be discouraged. There should be at least an overspending rather than underspending. Because, you know, under that program 5, remember, if there was a problem here of a lot of underspending, then on page 15, program 5. And the other one was the role of the private sector. Remember when we talked about CCOD and that one of the reasons was that the mines are not paying for these occupational diseases things. So, and mines are private sector. So they should be encouraged. I mean, they should be encouraged to pay up. In fact, we said that they must be registered because most of the mines out of 1,700 and something mines, only 700 are registered, and so hence they are the ones that contribute to the CCOD.
So that's the last one. But we start with the last before.
we can't put a recommendation because we are not quite sure that's what I'm putting. We're not quite sure of how many minds are being babysitted. So we can't even put them under one blanket until we are confident. That is why I said, even in the issue of the data of CAPA and whatever, we have not done what we are then supposed to do. So will it not, so I'm putting it back to the committee, will it be advisable that we put that as a recommendation for now? Not that it's not good, but for now. Because remember, we are to do work, we are to make an oversight, we are to interact with the Department of Minerals, Department of Labor, so that when we put that recommendation, we put that recommendation having collected that data. So we don't put a recommendation and after that we are told, no, ABCD has been done, and that will in my view, it will reflect that we are putting, we don't do the homework that we're supposed to do. So those are the recommendations that have been put on the members, what is the...
Unless maybe I missed the process somewhere.
Mm.
I was under the impression that all recommendations which were made from the beginning, which are practical and acceptable, are going to be incorporated into the report, because nobody in the committee during the discussion objected to them being included into the thing. Because my worry that we might be reinventing the wheel now. You know, this is where my worry is, we might be reinventing the wheel of, you know, resuggesting some of the suggested, you know, recommendations.
Okay. The Honourable Dan?
Chair, I think partly I'm covered by Honourable Musala. But, Chair, you know, the issues that we have raised, and we would need a conflict on them, the only thing that we can do now is check if the other issues that were raised by us have been captured correctly. So, Chair, you know, when we go out here, we must know if everything is captured. Like the issue of the previous committee recommendation, that it must be included in our recommendation on what is it that the department has done.
I suppose what you are suggesting.
I'm proposing, Chair. It must be factored as a recommendation, the outstanding recommendation of the previous committee. You know, this cultural committee must make a follow up on the department on the progress made on those issues. And then with regards to the COD chair, I'm sure what we need to request from the department is for them to provide us with a list. With a list of F minors of people that they've assisted, they are seeing them in their corner. If they can provide us with their list or their steps, yeah, some list is right. And I'm okay. The other way you can put it, the mines, which is they must also list mines that are contributing towards into the GP 999. That can also assist us if we say them at least, you know. What's the way there, man? In terms of the under expenditure, Chair, I'm sure we have said that the portfolio committee in non-compliance under expenditure is not acceptable, I guess, and we have recommended that there must be consequences of irregular and fruitless expenditure. In fact, with the auditor report, general report, with all the things that he raised, there must be consequences. Yeah, okay, how do they put it? I don't know. But there must be consequences.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Member. We can't put a recommendation that is either the, if they underspent, it will be better if they overspent. So I won't put that. And underspending was spent, as Honorable Michael has suggested, we are not going to. We won't do that. Well, we misunderstood what you were raising.
Okay.
Our approaches then. With all those amendments, the corrections, the additions, can then get a number, and the other members know how to do that. Honorable Michal, Honorable Michal.
Thank you. I, Honorable I. Mosana, move for the adoption of the report with the amendments.
And I, Honorable Omar James, second that.
Thank you very much. So, we are on minutes now. Remember that we will deal with minutes today. And I'm also understanding that members have their copies with them. Page 1 of the minutes of the 17th of September. Minutes of the 17th of September. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. I'm sorry. Page 5, page 6. Page 5. Sorry for that. And page 6. Can we get a mover and a seconder?
I put my James move adoption of that.
Honorable Musan.
I'm Musan.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. This has been quite a mammoth task and an extensive work. We thank, I think it's important that we raise and thank the commitment that has been shown by members on the issue that are affecting us, but it's not then the end. We are still looking into maybe if we do check. If we can request the monitoring and evaluation the team to just come take us through on how they are evaluating the Department of Health. Let's remember that this is not the end, it's not the beginning. But the beginning was the end of everything. We'll also recall FHC, because I think that is also one of the instruments that are going to. The other thing, maybe when we are done, we must look into, because it's important that we do have bilateral meetings with some of the committees that is cross-cutting. As the Secretariat, we'll see when then do we settle that. The meetings can change until the next meeting.
I just wanted to say just on my side, it was not straightforward thing, so it was responsible for the decision and actual writing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The meeting is going to change until the... Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next one.